Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so grateful that you are here. For those of you who are new here, I'm a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. And Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors. And our mission is to help you make peace with food and your body. And again, if you're new here, welcome. If you've been here a million times before, welcome back. Again, we are very, very grateful that you are here, and we are grateful most for the virtual connection that the internet and podcasting provides, because we've been able to service people from Egypt to Spain to UK, New Zealand, and of course, Canada, US, all over. But virtual connection is really made this possible for us. So I'm super excited because we have the Find Food Freedom Summer Series that we are doing. And we thought, what a better way to celebrate the summer months than to feature the most downloaded episodes of the Find Food Freedom podcast ever. And some of these episodes have like 6 times the downloads of what we usually get. And it makes sense when I looked at the episodes that really stood out. And, you know, as someone who listens to many podcasts, I think about how when I have a favorite podcast, I don't really go deep into the archives and listen to every single episode that this creator or person has, you know, recorded. And so I thought kind of the same thing for our listeners and for you is like, well, if you're new here, right? Or if you've just started listening, you know, recently, some of our, I don't want to say best episodes, because I think every episode is going to resonate differently with different people, but some of our most listened to or most downloaded episodes were a while back. And I want people to be able to see them and hear them and listen to them and utilize them. And, you know, thinking about how the summer months can be so triggering, honestly, it's very similar to that new year, new you bullshit we hear in January. Summer messaging we often see in the media talks about, you know, fitting into our bikini or getting bikini body ready, or I forget the company that put the ad out for the short shorts this year, but the comment section was hilarious of people being like, what? This ad just totally missed the mark. Anyways, I digress. What I'm trying to say is summer can come you know, bring up a lot of super triggering messaging around diet culture. And so I wanted to really create this safe space on the Find Food Freedom podcast during the summer months to really dig into body image support and how to feel comfortable in your bathing suit and to talk about if you're gaining weight and comparing yourself to others, or if you're experiencing grief in your body, or just all of these really, really, really nuanced topics. So I'm excited. I'm so excited for this Find Food Freedom summer series on the podcast. Now, when you're listening to these podcast episodes in the coming weeks, if you find that you resonate so deeply and you're like, I need more support, like this podcast is great, it's helping me, I'm resonating with it, but I need more support, I am so thrilled to be able to say that our team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors takes health insurance. Most people have no idea that they get coverage or have coverage with their health insurance to meet with a registered dietitian, specifically one on our team. So if you're looking for that support from an intuitive eating, health at every size, weight inclusive lens, you might have full coverage with our team, $0 copay. That means free one-on-one individualized support. And so I would truly say that the majority of people that work with our team had no idea they had this coverage until they got their benefits checked. And so we have such a seamless process for you to check your benefits. So you can go, there's many places you can go. You can go to Instagram where you can, if you're not already following, we would love for you to follow along. And that's find.food.freedom on Instagram. You can click the link in the show notes below, or you can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your benefits. It's a very simple process where you're going to plug in your state that you live in, what insurance provider and plan you have, and we'll know pretty quickly if we accept your insurance. If we do, you're actually going to be able to book with a provider on the spot. Like a scheduler system comes up. You will see our 13 different providers. You'll be able to read their bios, see what they specialize in, see who you would connect with the most, and book your session there. And if you don't get to the scheduling page and you're like, wait, I don't see it, it doesn't mean we don't accept your insurance. It just means it's not an initial match and we might need a little bit more information just based on your plan and the coverage that you have. So again, you can click the link in the show notes or go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your insurance benefits and get the support that you so deeply want and need. And again, might have for free. I can't stress this enough. Like, this has been such a privilege and an honor to be able to offer this type of care and make it accessible to the masses and just all the lives that we've gotten to touch. And our providers are so incredible. So please, 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 you have nothing to lose. Go get those insurance benefits checked. And I'm just so grateful that you're here for the Find Food Freedom Summer Series. And let's get into it. One of the most popular, most downloaded episodes in Find Food Freedom podcast history. Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Today, we are jumping in to a really, really great breakdown of something that some people say so often. And people ask me, is this diet culture? Is this diet culture? And so we're going to talk about that today. And what we're talking about is when somebody says, you can eat all foods, but everything in moderation. And it's funny, I feel like, oh gosh, now I've done, I should know this, it's either 5 or 6 national news segments. And every single time I have somebody interviewing me, I know that there's a 99.9% chance that they're not coming out interviewing me from an intuitive eating lens. So when I say all foods fit, or when I'm talking about the intuitive eating message, like 9 times out of 10, someone's going to throw a zinger in there and be like, well, but everything in moderation. And it grinds my gears when I hear that one. And so today I wanted to talk about why I don't like that. And again, this is not to guilt or shame anyone. I have another episode on the Fine Food Freedom podcast where I've talked about going from being a diet culture dietitian to an intuitive eating dietitian. And my transformation in that process took many, many years. And in the beginning, when I started kind of hopping over into the intuitive eating space, I definitely was a fence straddler. I had one foot over in diet culture and one foot in intuitive eating. And I think that's where a lot of this language lived. Like, I would say everything in moderation. I would use the word balance a lot. I would probably use the word like healthy lifestyle, heavy air quotes. So we could talk about a lot of terms today that they're cringy. To me, they raise the red flags of diet culture, but trying to hide it pretty much. And so that's what I think about when someone says you can eat all foods, but in moderation. That completely disregards like the first part of that statement, right? Like, you can eat all foods. Because when you really look up what the definition of moderation is, it's the avoidance of excess or extremes. And when you are an intuitive eater, we're not avoiding anything. We're not running from anything. We are inviting curiosity into this conversation. So as we unpack this, please note that this is for informational, educational purposes only. This is not to replace any medical care that you receive from a physician. We are simply unpacking my thoughts and my opinions on the verbiage around this. So let's get back into it. The definition of moderation, right? Avoidance of excess or extremes. And it even has like a note on the Webster's Dictionary of especially with one's behavior. And so when we come into intuitive eating, when we say all foods fit, we're really looking at principle number 3, which is make peace with food. And in order to make peace with food, you have to have unconditional permission to eat. If you do not have unconditional permission to eat, you can't make peace with food, because there is this little voice in your head that's like, she's going to restrict me again. Oh, I'm allowed to eat all foods, but not all quantities of food, right? Oh, the diet's going to start again. Oh, I shouldn't be eating that much, right? Like, there's always going to be that voice of mental restriction present. So when it comes to this idea of air quotes moderation, I feel like that's the wellness culture and the diet culture trying to take our intuitive eating message and cover it in diet culture. Okay. So in order to make peace with food, we have to have unconditional permission to eat. Now, the number one, I guess you could say, fear that comes up with that is, okay, but if I have unconditional permission to eat, I'm just going to eat all the things all the time. I'm going to eat the cake, the cookies, the pizza, all of those things. And it's so normal for that to happen because we come from diet culture where we're not allowed to have those things. So then when we're allowed to have unconditional permission to them, we're like, I'm never going to stop eating them. But I'm here to tell you that when you come over to intuitive eating, you can expect the beginning of that journey to feel out of control because you're eating these foods you haven't been allowed to eat for a really long time. Now, there's another podcast I did on physical versus mental restriction, and I'm going to highly encourage you to go pause this right now and go listen to that episode, because that episode does a great job of talking about how to really apply this principle of making peace with food and having unconditional permission to eat. So when you're having those fears of, I'm never going to stop, I'm here to tell you that you won't feel out of control forever. It just feels really scary right now because we haven't had permission to eat these foods. Now, going back to today's statement, right, of you can have all foods, but everything in moderation, right? I like picture someone shaking their finger at me. Moderation. Okay, let's unpack that a little further, right? Moderation, the avoidance of excess or extremes. This also pulls in the principle of coping with emotions with kindness and unpacking the idea of binging on food or even using food as an emotional crutch, which is something that diet culture will typically poo-poo, right? Or look down on, where diet culture is like, get out of the kitchen, go for a walk, don't turn to food as comfort. But it's important to recognize that in intuitive eating, food is a coping mechanism. You are allowed to turn to food for emotional support in addition to many other coping mechanisms. So when we are making peace with food and looking at how food does not only serve a purpose to meet our physical needs, but it can help us emotionally, we also want to look at, is food our only emotional coping mechanism? Because if it is, that's okay. We want to build some other skill sets too. So that's really getting honest with yourself of, what emotions are you feeling when you're using food as comfort? And if food is not, air quotes, fixing or healing that situation, what can we do in addition to food? And so this is also where I'll kind of pull up the three P's, where I call it the pause, process, postpone. What if in those moments, instead of rushing to food, because really what's happening is we're picking a rug up, we're brushing an emotion under the rug, and we're turning to food to try to fix something that it can't fix. So what if we say, okay, I'm ruling out physical hunger. I'm going to pause. So I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to process, what emotion am I actually feeling right now? And let's say it's stress or sadness or loneliness or whatever that thing is. Okay, I'm going to postpone the eating experience. Notice I didn't say restrict. Notice I didn't say you're not allowed to do it. All I said is if physical hunger has been ruled out and we know that eating isn't going to fix it, can we postpone the eating experience and try something else first to see if that will help? So for example, if I was lonely, maybe it would be FaceTiming a friend I haven't connected with in a while. Or if I was just really sad, maybe it's making a bubble bath, lighting some candles, and putting on my favorite podcast that makes me laugh a lot, right? So, and again, we could come up with 100 different examples of things that we could do. So that's where, when this whole idea of everything in moderation, right, shaking my finger, what if we could just say instead, all foods do fit, period. Take out the moderation. That doesn't need to be a part of the conversation whatsoever, because all that's doing is saying, but don't eat too much, because we don't want you to gain weight. And I think that this moderation is rooted in diet culture and fat phobia underlying. And so if you're like, but Sammy, it's not good to feel physically unpleasant and it's not good to turn to food and eat all the foods, that's where this second principle comes into play that we've been talking about, coping with emotions with kindness. If you feel like you're eating foods to excess, feeling physically uncomfortable, feeling mentally and emotionally uncomfortable, I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you, that placing this air quotes moderation bullshit on top of that is not going to fix anything. It's probably just going to cause more guilt or shame, which is going to exacerbate the behaviors that you're trying to avoid in the first place. So when it comes to intuitive eating, we are looking at, can we give ourselves unconditional permission to eat food. And if we are eating to a place of physical unpleasantness, we feel mentally and emotionally unpleasant, we're beating ourselves up, instead of placing moderation or restriction or rules on top of that, can we get curious? Instead of avoiding, right? Keeping away, because that's what moderation is. It's the avoidance of excess. Instead of going to avoidance, can we invite curiosity? Can we invite turning inward? And can we invite this idea of being very, very, very present in our eating experiences and asking ourselves why? Why are we doing this? Not from a place of judging or shaming or guilting ourselves, but from a place of saying, just simply why? And if I'm doing something that's not making me feel pleasant physically, mentally, or emotionally, then where do I want to go from here? So to put a nice bow on this one, you will never hear me say moderation. If you go back to my press page, you might find some interviews where people have said to me, oh, all foods fit, but in moderation. And I'll usually try to redirect that conversation because I never want it coming off as I support moderation, because I support all foods fitting, period. If you like today's conversation or want to hear more or need more resources, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. We have everything from free training, monthly memberships, coaching with group or one-on-one. So take what serves you, leave the rest behind. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com to get all of the resources that you need. And if you enjoyed this episode and said, this was refreshing, I need more of this, please rate, review, subscribe, let us know what you want to hear more of, send us a DM, or just leave it right in your review and tell us what questions you have and what episodes you want to see next on the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful for you, and I will see you next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or findfoodfreedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.